Text 13. Descriptive texts and discussions. Page 98.
Hauturu. The breathtaking views of wildlife, waterfalls, mountainsides covered with unique flora and fauna accompany unforgettable sunrises and sunsets for the 12,400 residents of Hauturu, an idyllic village in the mountains just a three-hour drive from Auckland, the largest city on New Zealand's North Island. Impressive Hauturu lies just outside Purongia Forest Park, another jewel in the country's crown of views and scenery that will leave you breathless. The area is home to some of New Zealand's most attractive and distinctive wildlife. Thousands of sheep, there are 20 times more sheep than people here, roam the mountainsides, while distinctive, unique birds such as the wood pigeon, bellbird, or the iconic but flightless kiwi, the national symbol, rest in the forests. Local inhabitants walk through the mesmerizing forests among the mighty trunks of the beech trees, the unique cabbage tree, the dominant kauri trees, which can grow over 50 meters tall, or the enchanting deep red flowers of the potukaua tree, also famous for being the nation's Christmas tree. Mixed among the trunks of these overpowering trees, visitors can find even more endless combinations of colors of native New Zealand plants and flowers, such as the dark reds of the mistletoe, flax, kekabake plants, or the buttercups that punctuate the valleys with their characteristic white petals and yellow centers. Thanks to this distinctive biodiversity, the area is home to the widest range of flora and fauna in the whole island. Many tourists come to enjoy the benefits that nature can bring them. Wildlife photographers and cameramen spend days and nights camped out in the forest looking for elusive bats to come out at night, while other tourists prefer just to relax in cabins enjoying the view or follow some of the intriguing trails of the area. For a small extra cost, local guides and experts can accompany you on an organized tour or help you spot some of the region's more elusive natural attractions, like the endangered Hamilton's frog or the chevron skink, a rare type of lizard, and their hideouts. However, by far the biggest reason that nature lovers come to this part of the country is to catch a glimpse of the astounding array of birds in the area. Only here can a visitor admire so many vibrant and enchanting species of birds together. Apart from the country's national symbol of the kiwi, visitors can also admire the naughty kea parrots, who love destroying visitors' cars, the common tui, robins, the colorful tomtits, or the distinctive piwaka waka, also known as the New Zealand fantail, who are so friendly they fly right up to people. If you're lucky, you might also find some falcons flying high above the open valleys, or the moorpark, New Zealand's only remaining native owl, resting in the branches of the reite trees, or larger podocarps. After a busy day walking through the forest and hiking in the mountains, visitors return to traditional log cabins to sample local cuisine from the culture of the Māoris, the indigenous Polynesian people of New Zealand, or more modern European dishes. Much of this local cuisine is prepared in hanji, ovens in holes in the earth heated by hot stones, and served in the leaves of local plants. Many also make the trip here to sample some of New Zealand's award-winning and world-famous red or white wines from its prestigious vineyards nearby. After just a few minutes in this natural beauty spot, it's easy to understand why the area has become a haven for nature lovers, not just from New Zealand, but many other countries. If you love admiring nature in all its beauty, you must find the time to visit this little piece of paradise.
International Furniture Company to open factory in Hauturu. One of the largest international furniture makers and retailers, Interwood, have announced plans to open a massive factory in Hauturu. in an area of astounding natural beauty and home to many protected species. Mrs. Churchill, the regional manager of Interwood, said that the convenient location close to the city of Auckland and its international port helped them make their decision, as well as the proximity to thousands of acres of kauri trees in local forests, which provide the raw material for much of Interwood's most popular furniture. Speaking at a local press conference, Mrs. Churchill insisted that this is excellent news for the local community, assuring the creation of 2,000 jobs directly and another 5,000 indirectly over the next 5 years. She also reminded worried local residents that Interwood's priority is looking after the environment, and that company policy dictates that for every tree that is cut down to make their furniture, another 5 are planted. Local Mayor George Whitley supported the company's announcement and reminded local residents that unemployment in the area has grown to record levels in recent years, thanks to less tourism in the area. However, a group of local residents and wildlife experts protested outside the mayor's office and promised to fight the construction.